Welcome, beautiful ones, to the solar eclipse new moon for December and the very last one for 2020. And 2020 does not let us down with intense energy because it ends with a solar total eclipse that's going to open up the energy from now until the end of the year. And with that, there's three main focuses that you can use for this total solar eclipse around new creational shifts, accelerated awakening, and magnifying and manifesting. Understanding that this is the portal that is opening and it will ride through. It's a beginning, really, that'll take us into 2021. And there's some key energy spots along the way that we can really use this to ride the momentum. And that one being the solstice that's coming up in a week. But let's start with the total solar new moon eclipse, because I want to invite you in to do a ritual. And there's a very specific intent that you can do by taking the time to create some sacred space and get clear. Because this is your time. This is what I would call a way to begin to cleanse the energy field around your soul of all that's went on for 2020 so that you can be clear on what you want to activate, align with, and create for 2021. And really, it's about the shift in the energy patterns of the new chapters, the new creations that are ready to emerge. I want you to hold space and think of, like, starting at this time at the solar eclipse for the new moon and coming up in the next 2 weeks, as this is a sacred container that's going to give you all the intentional space holdings to what you want to be creating for 2021, really in this new cycle, this new shift that we're all being called to be inside of. And never before have we experienced this in our lifetimes, where a deep, powerful, transformational change, not taking into account what's going on the outside right now, because that's a whole nother thing, that we're all being called to look at that with inside ourselves, and then how are we showing up in the outside world? Many of us have went through experiences, traumas, hardships, situations where we have been confronted with our own depth of personal growth, and then how do we show up in the world with that? But a lot of times, those could be very isolated to our own life, to our own family, to our own region or area. You know, like, example would be like if a hurricane came through, this is something that, you know, a whole area could understand and empathize and have compassion for one each another going through that. I mean, we went through this in the Santa Barbara area when we had the wildfires, and then it turned around and had the mudslides. There was just an understanding of what we'd all went through living in that area. But now here we are at a time where this walk, this journey, the steps are something we are all connected to, and we are all being asked to step into in our own individual personal ways, and then how that is playing out in the connection to the collective. So why is this new moon, this total solar eclipse, important for you to take the time to drop in and create a ritual and not even be done? Like, it's just the beginning to what I would call almost a three-part ritual, a three-part clearing, closure, and creation cycle, which we have the new moon here, the total solar eclipse new moon. Then we have a week later, the solstice time, which in many ancient traditions has considered that one of the most powerful times of the year, coming in with a grand conjunction that has not happened in over 800 years, where we have the Jupiter and Saturn planets both orbiting close to each other and Earth, and they are like bright stars in the sky. They're going to be so close, and it's going to look like one giant star in the sky because they're so close to each other. And this is referred to as the Christmas star. No matter what your traditions are, this is just part of what's the power time of this solstice, which is why I'm offering a special Sunday solstice ceremony, because it's all part of this deep activation that is accelerating these new creational paths and shifts in a magnifying, manifesting way. There is a focus that I want to spotlight that you can use around your new moon ritual right now over the course of these couple of days that we have the new moon, because it's really going to set the stage. So then following the solstice, we have the final full moon of 2020, which comes at the end of the month, end of the year, on the 30th, 31st, depending on where you are. So giving yourself time to do a sacred space ritual is about allowing a concentrated transmission of energy to carry a rite of passage for you. And that is a huge piece of what is often overlooked in our culture, the importance of that, of recognizing that. And it gets skipped over. And then oftentimes we still have all these fragments and pieces that need to be collected, that need to be cleared, that need to be recognized, that need to be honored to carry them in a fullness and wholeness of a collected being of self in our life. That's what a rite of passage does. It allows us to make that transition, to make that transformation, to get to the other side of where it is now we are being called into something new. So I really want to invite you in to use these power times that we have here to close out 2020 and to welcome and to invite and to allow this next cycle that we are either waking up to, how it's going to look, what is it going to be like, or we're falling asleep to it. So how is this total solar eclipse new moon different? Like, how is it different as a new moon? How is that power time? What exactly is the gifts that it's bringing to us that we can tap into and actually give ourselves truly a powerful transition to do a form of honoring and initiating that rite of passage from 2020 into 2021, into whatever has gone before to what is to come and to be created. You know, through the years, I would get my kids to, my sons, to do the new moon ritual or the full moon ritual with me. And for the most part, we did pretty good. You know, I would make sure it was all about when we could gather and collect. So we did, when I say pretty good, we were pretty consistent about it. And I got a lot of their formative years, them being able to tune into, you know, once a month on the new moon, what do they want to create? And on the full moon, what do you want to release? And as I got older and life got more busy and dispersed in the form of socially where their age was, you know, sometimes when it was really these significant ones, like what we have right now, I would say, this is a really powerful time of the month. This is a really powerful time. And you know what was funny is my one son said to me one time when I said this to him, he said, "You say this all the time about the moon." And yes, that is true, that there are precision periods, precise moments that the energetics can reveal and can give and can hold space for something that is very present in this moment in time. And honoring that gives a certain generosity of just inherent gifts that are available when we take the time to do that. And so this is what I'd have to say about this total solar eclipse. It's powerful and it's important. And new creations want to come through that are based on right now in this moment in time. And what is precisely that and those generous gifts? What is precisely this pivot that needs to be made in your own progress? You know, I was contemplating a week ago just the meaning of whatever I was feeling about just ways of the world within my own life and some changes and just how our life has went more online and, you know, even our relationship with social media and these screens now, we have a much more heightened relationship with these screens. And I have to tell you, I've been gifted so many beautiful blessings in 2020 as a result of this connectivity. And I've also been over inundated with it. And then I've had to find my own thresholds and boundaries within it. So when is this screen or this deeply accelerated form of connectivity, when is this offering me energy? And when is this depleting me of my energy? You know, just that relationship. So it was a week ago, I was really in deep prayer and meditation just over this understanding in my life and where I was at. And this message just came through clear to me. And it said, put down the screen and let me enter your heart. And I was like, okay, what does this mean? This means that when I feel that sense of reaching out a distraction or wanting a feeling, that if I allowed myself just to sit in it, that feeling versus reaching, grabbing, and getting distracted, the greater universal life energy, loving presence of life, let me enter your heart is what spoke to me. That's what will fill me up. That's what will enter. And in conjunction with that, I shared the mantra for last week is I put my heart to the front of the line. Now, why is this important with this total solar eclipse new moon? Because there's a universal loving presence, larger soul, Christ consciousness, inner Buddha, God, higher self, whatever you want to call it, that is residing closely within the very nature of your human body as your heart, but also as the guiding life force, as the rhythm keeper, as the synchronizer of life. This is why I love doing the moon rituals and just getting in tune with that natural rhythm of life. The total solar eclipse is about eclipsing the darkest, stuck, most stagnant energy source that has been holding you back, oppressing you, keeping you in any form of holding on to you, holding you back. It doesn't matter if it happened through trauma, that happened emotionally, physically, psychologically, or slowly and repetitively patterned in, conditioned in. This is about the walk into the awareness of the awakening that is precisely for you and say, right now, in this moment, this season, this time, this cycle, this is my soul work that I'm here to do. This is what I'm here to do right now in this moment. Not in all of your life, not in the past of your life, but in this moment of your life. So that I may embody the fullness of my human being experience here in this life that is mine, that is remarkable in who I am, with my emotional, mental, character, relationship, worldly worth ways, the maturity that's being asked, that builds with the intention and the stamina that allows me the firmness and the fortitude to be a protector of my own maturing, evolving self that maybe didn't get something or wasn't taught something or was deprived of something by others along the way, either consciously or unconsciously, in all that has gone before. So you can ask yourself, where do you deprive yourself? And use that as an indicator of your own form of deprivation that you feel. And if deprivation is not a word, like where you feel deprived of something, then look to the lack. Everybody will have something is where is it lacking? Because that's where it's been eclipsed. What I want you to do on this new moon is you really want to walk straight into what is that stuck energy? And then what is it asking of me to bring awareness, awakening to? Because those are the new creational intentions that you can build upon. You don't need to worry about what has gone before and how you need to clear that. All that will naturally be taken into account and roll with the end of the year ceremonies, even coming into the solstice ceremony. I want to invite you if you want to do that. But right now, if you want to get the most out of this total solar eclipse new moon, walk into that stuck area, ask where you have been deprived or lacking, and then where have you looked to get relief in that through a partner, a friend, family, career, finances, some other way that you've looked for something externally to fill that for you. And that is your work of what needs to be activated. That is your work of what needs awakening and acceleration, is how can I give that to myself? How can I clear the space and plant that intention? Doesn't matter what is in that space that needs to be cleared. By bringing the light of your awareness, you accelerate the activation, the awakening, and it begins to unravel, untangle, dissolve. And that is how you can get the most out of this total solar eclipse new moon. That's right. So it's about eclipsing where there has been stuck, deeply held, hidden, suppressed energy. And how you're going to do it is you're going to walk straight in to what has that energy represented for you in what you've been deprived of or lacking from. And then how are you going to give new intentions to give that to yourself? So just look. It could be simple ways as permission. You look to others for permission, your partner, your family, friends, social media. That's just one simple example. Do you look to others to be for love? And where can you give that to yourself? Then you can go really into the area of form and say, where do you look to others for stability? I mean, it's going to be precise and personal and relevant to what exactly are the gifts that are ready to be generated for you here after this year of all of this intensity that we went through with 2020. So what needs to be eclipsed? And right now your only focus is on the generosity of those gifts, of how you can give it to yourself and building your intentions around that. So the three focus for this new moon is new creational shift. And that's why I wanted to make it really clear so you could understand that the walls of falsehoods are falling down. In any way you can bring them down inside of your own personal protective mechanisms that are built in a way that one time in your life they may have served you. I have plenty of them, you know, because I did experience and I didn't even know, I wouldn't even consider myself in the word that I had some trauma somewhere stuck inside of me, even though I had been run over by a lawnmower, even though, you know, my youngest brother, when I was 7 years old, drowned in our family pool. I didn't even know how to name that as trauma that I went through. And then coupled that with all the different patterning, repetitive ways in which conditioning happened culturally, family dynamics that have created my own versions of what is that stuck energy pattern that needs to be eclipsed, that's been holding me back in some capacity, that it's time to relinquish it. It's time for the clearing. And that mirror that we've had to all look into for 2020 is about the light of truth igniting and to feel it inside the fortifying forming of a new way for the future and to be a part of how we are each a significant light by activating it with precisely our own way for the new creation ahead. So I want to invite you right now in this total solar eclipse new moon is to speak into it, this new creation shift that you are ready for. I want you to sit with it. Just hold space with that. And the power to reveal new paths are setting into motion with a new momentum just by you beginning to acknowledge that, awaken that. And that's the second focus. There's an accelerated awakening. And your indicators are what's stirring in you. What is that soul work you are here to do? What's coming up strong for you? What's hidden with stagnant energy? And it's stirring for a shift. See, that's what the new moon is. The new moon and the full moon are when the magnetic poles are close and they move the water bodies, and we are comprised of water, and it begins to stir. That's why the ocean tides come high. What's stirring for a shift? Whatever is coming up right now, this is what's being asked to clear. That is the power of this solar eclipse here, to shine that light on the hidden, suppressed energy in the dark. And if you're willing to walk right in there and say, okay, what is it that I need to give to myself with new, creational, manifesting intentions in my shift? Because I'm activating a birth, a new emergence, an entry for a new shift that is taking place, that is taking shape. And then thirdly, it's the magnifying and manifesting. Not only connect, but ignite your inspiration. You have a holy inspiration inside of you. It's an inner truth knowing. That's what your intuition is. We are actually built. We are wired to be inspired. It's a holy place with inside of us because it begins to cause all of the feel-good chemicals to fire up in our bio-neural network, inspiration in the spirit. So I want to invite you to really honor and heighten your intuition right now, your inspiration, your inner knowing, and charge your magnetic force field with the soul-powered prayers, directives, that's right, the directives and the life-affirming actions that'll set into motion new creational intentions of change. Name and claim them for you. What are they precisely for you? Pen to paper, antenna to God, to source, with your ritual to write it right. Those long-standing energy entrapments, let them fall away in the light of your hopes and dreams that want to guide you as we move towards our Christmas star, the grand conjunction, the solstice time, whatever it means to you as we move forward to the true, deeper becoming that is meant for you, me, all of us. We are the ones we've been waiting for. And let's show up. You're already connected to what you need next, and the new is ready to come through. Now is your time. Clarity is your power. I want you to name it, claim it, and then let the light of your dreams shine. That's what activating the candle does. It's an activating element of that fire inside, of that fire of inspiration, of that fire of hope, of that fire of light. radiance. And this dissolves the dark as the light shines forth. Be one with this experience. There's so much goodness that is here for you. No matter what you're feeling in your life, I want you to take this moment and feel the generous blessings, the gifts that are ready for you if you're willing to step in. So in closing, I have a couple supportive guided ways that you can really activate these December dreams. So you have this way you can do your own total eclipse, full new moon ritual. Next week on Sunday, I'm going to be doing the Sunday solstice ceremony where it's going to be all about clearing out the 2020 timeline and all that's been in the energy field so that you can get resonant within your soul. And what comes next? That's the big question that we're all being asked to show up for. And what comes next? Because we are a part of that. I'm also doing a free workshop for all healers and helpers on how to attract the right people to your business so you can let go of the hustle and doing it in a way where you are not following all the complicated strategies being promoted by the marketing gurus. This is important because right now, we need you in all your gifts, talents, knowledge, wisdom. You are a significant part of the plan for the transformation and healing that is bringing to our world. And lastly, I am offering a very small, intimate Love Your Purpose Alive mastermind. It's got only 17 spots. It's not going to be a marketed or promoted mastermind. I'm only making it available to what I call my insiders list, which is all the people who are on my email that I've cultivated and curated a connection with in some capacity. A couple really powerful, important reasons why I'm doing it is, number one, that was one of the most significant gifts that I got in 2020, is that despite everything that happened, I was part of two close contained groups for my passion purpose projects. And the amount of focus, the friendship, the community, the, you know, personal and readiness to up level and expand what's being called next for me was just immeasurable. And so I want to be able to hold that space going into the 4 months of 2021 for 17 people that really want to love their purpose alive, either more fully or get inside of it. And it doesn't matter whether it's something personal or it's business and professional or a mixture of both. Anyway, reply to one of the emails that you get from me and let me know you're interested and we'll figure out if it's a match. Lots of goodness and support here. Hope you use what's ready and right for you. And on this total solar eclipse, may you know that what is ready to come through for you will find its way of support. It'll show up. It'll synchronize because that's the way the work of the soul is. Use this divine timing of December to align with your December dreams that's building tomorrow. Namaste, my beautiful one. Namaste.